Now, a video has been released on the internet purporting to show US military personnel firing at civilians in a Baghdad square in 2007. Two journalists, one journalist, Reuters journalist, and his driver were killed in that attack. This video has just been released by the online whistleblower WikiLeaks. We can now speak to a member of WikiLeaks. Joining us from Washington is the editor of WikiLeaks.org, Julian Assange. Thank you very much for joining us. So first of all, take us through what exactly, in a nutshell, what this video shows.
This is a video of an Apache helicopter attack on the 12th of July, 2007, in the Iraqi suburb of New Baghdad. It shows a number of things. It shows an attack on a group of people, two of which are Reuters journalists from Baghdad. Those people are killed by 30 millimeter cannon fire. There seems to be some initial confusion as to whether some of those people are carrying weapons, and that the Reuters photographer's camera was in fact a weapon. But it proceeds from what might have been an excuse for not concentrating too much to something much more serious. When one of the Reuters photographers is crawling away wounded, clearly doesn't have a weapon, clearly is of no threat, and a van tries to rescue him with passers-by and two children inside, that van is then attacked and the Reuters staff member, Saeed, is killed along with all the people in that van except for the two children who survived but were seriously wounded.
Yes, I was...
After that...
Yes, no, no, please continue.
Sorry, I'm sorry, go on.
No, no, please continue. Please continue.
Just 20 minutes after that serious and disturbing event, a Hellfire missile attack is conducted on a nearby house that from the roof appears to be under construction. And that attack kills another, by the military records, six people, but potentially maybe significantly more, another six. The military say that insurgents went in that house or lived in that house or went into the building. But our people have shown that in fact that there were three families in that house, and we have the records of some of their deaths, including
right.
Two women and so on. It is possible that some armed men walked into that house, but the majority of the people in that house seem, at least the people who live
right.
there, seem to be regular families, and we have evidence from the person who owned the house and photographic evidence of the Hellfire missiles and so
okay.
on.
Okay. How sure can we be of the authenticity of this video, not only the picture itself, but also the voiceover, the voices we hear, which I'm assuming are the pilots in the cockpit of this helicopter,
yes,
because
yes.
those are quite revealing in many ways. How sure can we be that this
yes.
is the real deal?
Well, as sure as one can be of anything in life. The material is internally totally consistent, but also there was a Washington Post reporter who was with that unit, the U.S. military unit, on the ground on the day. And he wrote a chapter in a book which was published last year, a book called The Good Soldiers, which correlates directly to the material in that video, including to the radio transcript for the first half.
Right.
That's a strong correlation. Also, Reuters conducted a number of investigations and interviewed two ground witnesses at the time.
Right.
That story wasn't really taken seriously by the by world audience. It's just another few reporters dying in Baghdad and nothing to back up the witnesses. But now we have the video that shows that the witnesses were correct. Also, there was an Iraqi
right.
police report that Reuters say agrees with their witnesses.
No,
and all of them agree with the video.
Sorry to interrupt you. Not long afterwards, Lieutenant Colonel Scott Blackwell from the U.S. military told the New York Times, quote, there's no question that coalition forces were clearly engaged in combat operations against a hostile force. You even mentioned that quote on your website and on the video itself. And of course, when Reuters requested the video from the Pentagon under the Freedom of Information Act, they didn't get it. With all of that in mind, do you firmly believe that there was a cover-up at play here?
There was certainly spinning the message, and it does seem like there has been a cover-up. The rules of engagement that were used for that circumstance, if the internal assessment was that those rules were correctly applied, and that is the statement the US military made to Reuters, then those rules are a serious, serious problem if they permit such events. But there were clear lies made at the time and shortly after about the military, for example, not knowing how the children were injured and trying to suggest that they didn't know how the journalists were killed. And very early on, they listed all the people killed other than the children as insurgents.
Julian Assange, pleasure hearing your thoughts. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us here on Al Jazeera.